everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we will revisit our ongoing conversation on the muni market as we will spend some time exploring the latest muni market guide from the UBS Chief Investment Office. The title is Trending Tax Topics. We will dive a bit further into that topic later in the conversation. Though first, I want to introduce our guests. Glad to welcome back Municipal Strategist for the Americas, Janine Lennon, as well as Senior Municipal Strategist for the Americas, Kathleen McNamara. Janine, Kathleen, good morning. Welcome back, and thank you for spending some time today with our listeners and clients.
Thanks so much for having us, Dan.
So before we dive into trending tax topics, I thought it would be good if we begin with a bit of a update on the muni market. So with that, Kathleen, against the backdrop of a 10-year U.S. Treasury having recently reached a fresh five-month high, this coupled with the prospects of rate cuts being postponed to later in 2024, how have munis performed recently?
I mean, following the shift in market sentiment that rate cuts are now likely to occur later in the year, we did see the yield on the muni index also move higher and reach its five-month high. As a point of reference, since mid-March, the muni yield increased by roughly 40 basis points to now sit at about 3.75%, and we saw performance suffer. On the bright side, tax-exempt paper has held up better than taxable fixed income. On a total return basis, munis are down by about 1.1% since that time. By comparison, an index of U.S. Treasury securities as well as corporate debt have both witnessed larger losses of over 2%. And if we look year to date, munis have also held up better than taxable counterparts during that time frame. The sector is down a little over 1% thus far in 2024. At the same time, U.S. Treasury securities as well as investment-grade corporate debt have registered larger losses of 3.1% and 2.3%, respectively.
So, Kathleen, I'm curious, how have higher trending muni yields benefited muni investors and perhaps in turn have translated to fund flows as of late?
Sure, Dan. I mean, as you may recall, the muni market witnessed a strong rally in the final 2 months of 2023, and that prompted pretty strong inflows to muni mutual funds in the first quarter of this year. However, more recently, this bout of rate volatility that we just talked about, coupled with the tax filing deadline at mid-month, triggered a reversal in fund flows. Thus far in April, muni mutual funds have recorded net cash outflows, but in terms of how this is benefiting investors, I would say that the higher yields now on offer in the muni space are providing investors with another opportunity to lock in attractive yields, particularly at the long end of the curve. Therefore, a pivot back to inflows in muni funds in the near term is likely in our view.
So with that, maybe we can discuss positioning a bit. As our listeners know, each month you do highlight some themes, portfolio themes within the guide. Any in particular you'd like to highlight for us today?
Sure, Dan, I'm happy to. In the April edition of the Municipal Market Guide, we highlighted three themes for muni investors to consider. The first, we chose to focus on the tax benefits of munis with some specificity. We believe that now is a good time to lock in high taxable equivalent yields ranging from 6.75% to over 8% on high quality bonds at the long end of the curve. Second, we discussed supply demand dynamics. Bear in mind that the muni market is very much a supply-driven market. At present, net supply is positive, and we believe that that is leading to an expanded opportunity set for investors seeking tax-free income opportunities compared to earlier this year. And finally, for investors seeking diversification by muni sector, in portfolio themes, we discussed CIO's positive view on airport bonds from a credit standpoint. And that pretty much reflects a quick rebound in demand from travel, as you've seen. But despite narrow credit quality spreads, if I look at absolute yields, the absolute yield on the muni index is now hovering around the 4% level. And that translates into a 7% or even an 8% on a taxable equivalent yield basis. This suggests to us that a good income opportunity within this quality sector persists.
Okay, so a few considerations there when it comes to positioning, of course, to encourage our listeners to read further into the muni market guide to learn more about these portfolio themes. So let's switch over to the spotlight article for this month. As mentioned, we do have the article's lead author, Janine Lennon, on the line with us. Now, appropriately for the month of April, Janine, the guide does focus the spotlight article on some trending tax topics. So what can you share with us?
Sure. Thank you, Dan and Kathleen, for having me on today to discuss this month's Spotlight article, Wealth Taxes, a Tricky Proposition. While Tax Day has now passed, we thought it was important to briefly highlight the topic for our readers, as there are a few proposals in the U.S. currently under review, as politicians at all levels of government are seeking to levy higher taxes on the nation's wealthier residents. First, let's take a step back to outline the subject here, because as myself and our colleague Ted Galgano started researching the topic, we found that everyone has a different understanding of what defines wealth and a wealth tax. Given they could be narrowly or broadly defined, the topic becomes confusing almost instantly. While some types of taxes often get labeled as wealth taxes, they're simply income taxes that would presumably tax the wealthy at higher rates and thresholds, for example. For purposes of our report, we focus our attention specifically on wealth taxes, which we define as a tax on an individual's net worth. And yes, we're talking about all assets minus all liabilities, which would include unrealized income. At a high level, the Spotlight defines and compares what a wealth tax is versus an income tax, if a wealth tax is constitutional, if other countries collect a similar type of tax, and lastly, outlines mounting perspectives by various economists regarding the approach and its potential economic impact. Notably, our research shows that this type of tax has not been instituted in the U.S. thus far, but there's currently a case under review by the Supreme Court which may impact the degree of which a wealth tax has legal footings in the U.S. going forward. The matter being adjudicated is whether the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution authorizes Congress to tax unrealized income. Without getting too much into detail, the plaintiffs, Charles and Kathleen Moore, challenged a one-time tax on their foreign investment of a corporation, arguing they did not realize any gains and should not be taxed. We expect the court to issue its ruling by the end of June, so more to come on that matter at a later date. But for the time being, while we believe that wealth taxes are unlikely to be enacted at this time, the idea of imposing a tax on unrealized income appears to be gaining a limited amount of momentum and bears monitoring.
Well, Janine, thank you for keeping us current on these tax considerations, and from the sounds of it, a few developments there that we will continue to track in the months to come. Though, Janine, Kathleen, thank you both for dropping by Top of the Morning, for spending some time with our listeners and our clients, and do look forward to having you both back on again soon.
Thanks for having us, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Again, I do want to point our listeners, especially our clients of UBS, to the latest Municipal Market Guide, that titled Trending Tax Topics, which is now available up on ubs.com/CIO. Though, for clients of UBS, simply reach out to your UBS financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the latest Municipal Market Guide directly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.